The long fight over whether to tear down the former Northridge Mall on Milwaukee's far northwest side may be approaching a turning point as early as today. A county judge wants to see the owner submit a demolition plan for the property, and if that doesn't happen, the city of Milwaukee is being asked for a teardown plan. Chuck Kornbach recently went to the site of the former mall, and here is the beginning of his story.
Standing outside Northridge Mall in what should be a busy pre-holiday shopping season, you can't but notice the contrast. Weeds and other vegetation are growing into the parking lot. The buildings look horrible. The whole property is surrounded by a decaying chain-link fence. This is not a vibrant place for commerce and interaction. It's one of the biggest eyesores in southeastern Wisconsin, maybe the biggest. If you think, gentle listeners, that my description is a little harsh, just wait until you hear from a man who is sitting in his van outside the home improvement store near the former mall. Rusty notes Northridge closed in 2003.
It's time to do something. It's been 20 years doing nothing but rotten.
Rusty says, like many Milwaukee area residents, he has fond memories of the mall.
Taking the bus here when I was 16 and going Christmas shopping and visiting a mall that was outstanding. That's what I remember.
Rusty says maybe the Northridge land should be the site of the new youth detention center the state wants to build a few miles to the south. Or he says maybe a new district police station should go in. Also in the parking lot, we caught up with David Kripe. He used to think highly of the mall.
It was like the premium shopping location. That's where, if you really wanted something of quality or value, that's where you used to go.
Now, Kripe says he's well aware of the problems at the former home of stores like Boston Store and Gimbel's.
The resources that are being put towards it, towards controlling its decaying condition, meaning vandalism, the kids are getting in there and they're starting fires, it needs to go. It needs to be leveled and something new needs to come in its place.
The city of Milwaukee has been pushing for the demolition plan that the property owners, China-based Black Spruce, are supposed to supply by late this afternoon. Just in case the company fails to do so, Circuit Judge William Sosnay has ordered the city to come forward with its own plan by the end of next week. The issue would then be who would pay for the demolition and cleanup costs of building materials like asbestos. Neither the city attorney's office or Black Spruce's local lawyer responded to our calls for comment. State Representative Lakeisha Myers represents the mall property and nearby neighborhoods. She says the mall's failure is partly to blame for other store closings on Brown Deer Road.
Over the past 20 years, we've seen kind of a total decline in the number of stores. I think we were ahead of what was to come, which was, you know, kind of like the death of big box stores. We felt it first.
Meyer says she'd like to see the Northridge buildings go. She says she'd be glad to urge the state's economic development agencies to try to bring in entities that pay property taxes.
We don't need another church. I'm just going to be honest. My neighbors have said that at several different meetings. They said we don't need something that's not going to help the tax base.
Until then, the only thing that may grow is the decay at Northridge. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.